You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in the ministry to compete for a ministry of war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Fermin Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well.
Lift your hands, give God praise, blessing. Oh, we give you praise. Kadika, Shedi Brembekila, Brafa de Krende, Okus de Venikai. Kreni Montus de Vele Brembekus de Valakai, de Venikaiti. Zenevekumbro Vinakaitis. We give you praise, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Be exalted, Father. Father, we ask tonight that your word will come as a tool of deliverance. You will help us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we're praying. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Thank you. Celebrate Jesus as you do. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. All right. How are you doing today? Thank you. Glory to God. Please look up. And let me say these things for the sake of your mind and for the sake of your health in all aspects of your life. It is the belief of Christians that when a church talks about subjects like relationship and marriage, that is not a spiritual issue. But you see, if you get it wrong in this area, it will affect your spiritual life. Are you following me? Are you following what I'm saying? If you miss it in this area, it will affect what? All right, so I've been teaching in this regard. What we are set to do this evening is very critical. Is that okay? Now, let me say something to you this evening. If at any point in the course of this teaching, I'm not sure I've ever heard a teaching on relationship and marriage and you felt like crying. All right, so for some of us, today might be the first day. Why? It's going to be a moment of deliverance. Are you there? Do you want me to continue? Celebrate Jesus if you want it. So there are that moment in our lives where the word of God hits the spot. Is that okay? And you look at your life and for the first time you are like a child. They've known you to be strong, but today you are vulnerable. Allow yourself. It is not a weakness. Is that okay? Very important. All right. So on Sunday we began to deal with a very very serious issue. For those who are privileged to be raised and brought up in a home where your mother is the kind of picture of the woman you want to become. The word like mother, like daughter may not ring any bell. Are you following me? You look at your mom, she fits in to be your role model. So, when we say like mother, like daughter syndrome, it may not ring a bell. If you are coming from a home where you've had to look at your dad, and somehow you've had some touch of regret and say, I just wish this man was not my father, then that might ring a bell. True or not true? Can I? This is heavy. It's like I'm gymming. No wonder you guys are having muscles. Amen. Can this thing come up a bit more? Hallelujah. But you see, fortunately or unfortunately, no child negotiates with the Father or with God in heaven that this is the family I want to be born. If children were to be selecting parents, are you following me now? So, it is possible to have a form of solidarity and loyalty to a parent that their life is not really impressive. But you have to be faithful, you have to be respectful because they are your parents. True or not true? For some people, the issue might be the issue of lack of attention, particularly on the side of the lady. Statistics has it that at least one out of every two lady has had either rape experience or near rape experience, most of which the mothers were ignorant of or silenced it when they heard because the uncle involved was respected. And as much as we are not talking about it also, it is true that one out of every three guys you see has had such experience of molestation. And at least 80% of this from close relatives. But sometimes it is an unfortunate case where either of the parents were privy to that information and silenced it there. And in some other cases, the cases of mother and son, of father and daughter. So, for those who have seen such painful experience, when they hear like father, like son, it is a very big deal. And for ladies who have mothers they cannot dare look up to, like mother, like daughter is a big deal. True or not true? Good. So, today you permit me to be one-sided. I'm going to balance it in another class. Meaning that I'm going to spend time digging into the case of the man. Is that okay now? And what this will do is that for the men that are seated in this meeting, it will bring you into an understanding of the reason why you do what you do. And for the ladies that are seated there, you need it more. You need it more. Let me give you an illustration so you can understand how powerful understanding is. Many homes have been destroyed because the two people involved love each other, but they don't understand each other. The woman is behaving in a certain way, and the man is looking at her and say, what she's probably, let's take for instance, a woman is sick, not feeling fine, and every time she tries to communicate to the man that she's not well, the man feels she needs attention. There is love, but there's no understanding. He can't tell the reason why she's doing what she's doing, and gradually like that they build their home on events that is void of trust, and at some point they look at each other, they are nothing but strangers. So understanding is very key. Is that okay now? Proverbs 24 from verse 2, please. Proverbs 24 from verse 2, quickly. Proverbs chapter number 24, let's start from verse 2. Alright, okay, sorry, go to verse 3, then we'll start from there. Thank you, quickly. True wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. Somebody say by understanding. Say it again, by understanding. It is established. Are you following me now? So regardless of what you know, you need to understand the person you are going to deal with for the home to be happy. Listen to me. A family is not interesting because you understand the word alone. You need to understand your spouse. That's the part many don't know. The same way you understand God's word, if you do, is the same way you should understand your spouse. That when this fellow does things like this, this is the reason why the fellow is doing it. This is the trigger. This fellow is not necessarily reacting to me. This fellow is reacting to an event that is alive. So let's break it down a bit more, like father, like son syndrome. Let's now go into it fully. And I'm going to break this into different modules today. So we are going to look at different kinds of fathers. Is that okay now? Different kinds of what? Say it loud and clear. Say it again. Good. Shadi cried the coffee kissed. Alright. Let me take you on a course of some scriptures so you can understand Now let's look at the book of Ephesians chapter number 6. Let's start from verse 1. Like father, like son syndrome, part 2. Ephesians 6 from verse 1. If you are there, say amen. Ephesians 6, 1, quickly. We have a long way to go. Are you there? Right, look at it now. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Now look at this instruction to fathers. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Strong word. I'm going to let us look at that instruction to fathers in verse, that's Proverbs 6, 3. Am I right? Sorry. Proverbs 6, 4. Ephesians 6, 4, sorry. I want us to look at it from the Amplified Translation. Please pay attention. Please pay attention. Is that okay? Good. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. Do not exasperate them to the point of resentment with demands that are trivial or unreasonable or humiliating or abusive. Nor by showing favoritism or indifference to any of them, but bring them up tenderly with loving kindness and in the discipline and instructions of the Lord. Let's look at that breakdown again. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. By doing what? Do not exasperate them to the point of resentment with demands that are trivial or unreasonable or humiliating or abusive. So let's look at the makeup of every child. We are going to look at a sign. Pastor Wally, please come. Fellow, please come. Both of you come. Let's look at something very critical, and I have to use leaders now because of the criticality of what I'm going to be dealing with. Please stay over there. Let there be space. Alright, let me stand in between. A bit more space. So let's look at Abraham, come. No, you, they call it Father Abraham already. Where's that boy? Come. It's my very wonderful boy. Thank you. Please look up. It takes the union of a man and a woman sexually to give rise to a child.
And let's say this is a man, a male child. Are you following me now? But it takes accurate contribution from the both parties in nurturing to give rise to a whole man. Sexual contribution gives rise to a child. Exact and accurate involvement in parenting gives rise to a whole man. So it is possible that you have a child. What we want to look at first, we are looking at like father, like son syndrome. So we look at that scripture of Ephesians 6. God was, Paul was speaking, said, fathers, don't provoke your children to anger. Don't exasperate them. Don't have unhealthy desires from them. Things that they have to make up or meet up with. Are you following what I'm saying there? So we want to look at a case. Please, ladies, I want you to please look up. Guys, please look at me. We want to look at a case. We're going to break this down into different cases. Is that okay now? First, we want to look at the case where the both people came together. They gave birth to a male child. But in the process of development, the father was missing. Stand behind there. And what should take contribution from two to give rise to a whole man? One had to take on the whole responsibility, whether out of debt of the other or out of irresponsibility. For one reason or the other, we want to look at a male child that was raised by a mother. So for us to understand the makeup of this guy, he's going to have to go through a lot of things from life, because life will approach him expecting that he has the contribution of the both people to fit in accurately into the society. But no, it is not always true. An attack on their contribution is an attack on his formation. Are you following what I'm saying here? So society expects, he gets into a marriage, there's an expectation, but look at, there is a need for contribution from two entities for this child to be whole. And I mean that word whole. But in this case, we're having just one. So what happens? For us to know what this child will look like in terms of his psychological makeup, we have to understand what this man supplies. Is that okay now? Is that okay now? So let's look at this. What is the role of a mother in a child? Number one, care. The mother cares for the child, shows him affection. So with correct interaction of the mother figure, what happens to this child? He is well catered for. He is well loved. Do you get what I'm saying now? This thing is making some unhealthy sound. He is well loved. He is well, talk to me now, catered for. What are the things mothers do again in a child? Talk to me. A mother is so attentive. She pays attention to his emotional makeup. A child gets back from school sad, the mother notices. Why are you not happy? In fact, most fathers never pay attention to the child until it is time for result. It is the mother that checks. This guy is always crying whenever he's coming back from school, whenever he's to go to school. Is something happening in that school that we don't know of? Let's go and check. Everything that has to do with attention and care, she supplies. That's her duty. Is that okay now? So when this guy interacts so much with the motherly figure, what happens? Is well catered for, is well cared for, and all those things. But what does this man supply? Number one, confidence. Number one, what? Talk to me now. Number one, what?
Confidence.
Number one, what? Confidence. That every male child that has their father present in their upbringing grow up having the mentality of the father as a superhero. When they watch many things that other men are doing on TV, they believe their father is more than that. They boast amongst their friends about their father, that my father can beat your daddy. If you beat him and do something, go and call your daddy. The society always refers him back to that father figure because that's the backbone. Is that okay now? So the father gives him what? Confidence. It looks at the man and somehow he has that consciousness that I can face tomorrow. It looks at the man, he feels protected. He feels defended. Listen, love primarily is from the mother, but from the man, confidence. The man teaches him how to face life, takes him on adventure, how to ride bike, how to play the football. He's present there to help him to all those things. So from the father, what he's supposed to supply is what? Confidence. But this man is now absent. Number two, from the man, discipline. In home, it is widely believed that the father is the one who makes law, the mother is the one who implements the law. For any child to be well formed, there is a need for fatherly tough love that tells the child it's okay to be loved, but you can't do beyond this. Sit down there, my friend. Discipline. It is one thing to be confident in the fact that this man is available for me as a father. It is another thing to be trained. The father makes him strong. The father disciplines him. Why? As beautiful as the love that comes from the mother is, without the discipline that comes from the man, the child will be spoiled. And that one of the major attacks from the celebrity world on marriages that is now trying to encroach into the church is the mentality of single mothers. Somebody believe all I have to do. I know some of them on social media. They will disrespect their husband and all the love they should show to the man. They channel that love on the child. And some, one of them even refer to herself as king, something like that. You are not a king to the child. The child is going to go out in the society and interact. Please, ladies, don't be rebellious. Don't be arrogant. The fact that you have money does not mean you can supply all that a whole entity as a family should give to a child. If you truly love those children, honor your husband. Do you get what I'm saying now? Sometimes the fact that, it is so true, the fact that some ladies can now touch some measure of money, no. They don't know that. In fact, there are many who are coming to the home, they are not even ready to get married. Let me give birth to a child and have space to flex. There are people in church who want to flex. They don't like authority. Nobody should talk to them. They don't want to feel committed to one man. They want to go to club whenever they want to go to club. They want to be able to drink out and eat out with their friend whenever they want to. And this child, they grow up saying all forms of negative things to this child about the absence of the father. But this child is going to grow up to a point that he will know if truly this man, if you love me the way you have claimed to love me, you should have sacrificed a little. Love, the kind of love that benefits children, is not just emotional love, it is sacrificial love. For their sake, we can go through this so they can become all that God wants them to become. So we are looking at a child who enjoyed the what again? Affection and the attention from the mother. True or not true? But something is lacking. What is it? Discipline. And what? Confidence. So what are the symptoms of this child? Number one, they become too slow. Very slow. They can't tell the reason why they are sluggish. Do this, do that. They cannot understand multiple instructions. Because there was never a time that somebody should... Listen to me. The love of a father may not be appreciated when you are infant. But it is the reason why you become what you become. Can I say that to you again? The society has deceived us. You see, everything, most of the attacks against marriage is an attack against the destiny of the man. The society is painting it like anything can still happen with his absence. So what happens? They are present, but they are giving up. Because that's the impression on them. That forget your presence in this home. No, sir. If the man is absent, the child will struggle. He will not be able to compete with men of his caliber. He will not be able to speak at the time he should speak. Because there was no figure to show him he's up to the task. He is loved, yes. Cared for, yes. But there's only a little while that can carry him. He needs courage to face life. And that comes from this man. It's the one that tells him you can do it. Face it.
is the one that tells him, don't give up. You may cry, but continue. Children don't like it when they are growing up, but it is the reason why they do what they do. Are you following me now? The father is absent, the mother has cared for him, and you must believe that every woman has the tendency to over-pamper a child. Care for him, particularly he's my only child, I don't want to see him suffer. And then in the area, this guy should be trained and made to do things, even when it may cause him tears. A woman can't bear it, but a man will. You came back from school with this result. Are you saying after all we have paid for your school fees, you came back with this result? The mother is the one begging, please don't beat him. Are you seeing what will happen if there was no man to deal with him? Are you seeing what will happen? Majority of children who end up becoming cultists and those who are killing children on campus were raised by single mothers. Are you seeing why are you, look at your school uniform? What? The father comes, the moment the father, he knows he should do what is right. But the mother, what is this? Your father should not see this. Quickly write this. Let's go and get another one. This. He has one-sided growth. In other areas where he should be bold, where his colleagues are speaking, he can't be bold. Women underestimate the effect of the absence of a man in a home. It's a very big deal. Listen to me. What a man represents in a home is more than provision of money. What a man gives to a family is shape. He gives the home what? Shape. His presence. He has a sense of how things should be done, even if they have to be tough. I remember there was a time in school, I was in DSS 1, I was attending a mission school. We were about 45 in the class. My result in DSS 1 was 43. Several red Bibles, F's. So, I knew that when I get home, the first person I would meet was my dad. What will I do? So, I sat somewhere and I removed the four with Tipex. You know what Tipex is? That white ink that I used to cancel out. I placed the Tipex. I forgot as a child that if you turn it all over, if you look at the back, the four is still there. But I removed the four with Tipex, and I left the, you know, it is 43rd, that's where they write it, and I left the third there. My father looked at it, looked at me, you came third, wow. Look at it again. Third, he said, wow, you are going to eat something special tonight. Wow, third. I was looking at him and I was wishing, if you have found out, deal with me, please. At night, we will sit down watching Al Jazeera. He will look at me. Todd. The joy that he had with somebody who came seventh in the house was more than the one he had with me that came third. So I was wondering, sometimes we'll be watching news. I'll look at his direction. He's looking at me, shaking his legs. Todd. Yes. The following day, I got to school. I was seated in class, mathematics class, I won't forget. Uncle Dashe is still teaching in my school. So I looked from the window when I heard the sound of a car that sounded familiar. And it was my dad. Jesus Christ. He came out from the car with the result in his hands. He opened the back seat and brought out a cane. Right there and then, in the middle of the class, I was already lost. I was confused. I knew 2-3 minutes time they would send for me from staff room. I was waiting.
when somebody entered, before they could say stuff from Lazarus, I'm the one. Let's go. I got to the staff room. I met my dad seated with my class teacher. She's now late. And with the original result. You know, school will have a copy that they reserve, right? Good. So I saw that original there on the desk. My father was there. As I, teachers were already standing. Lazarus, you. Okay, so you do this. As I got there, my class teacher called me, Lazarus, come here. Where was the result we gave you yesterday? What happened? Water poured on it. You know, and all those things. My father was saying, this boy is an idiot. I need to deal with him. So, my father told them, I'm going to give him 6 strokes of the cane. And it will be on his bum bum. I need to give 6 strokes of everybody step out. I need to flog him here. My class teacher was begging. No, actually, all these children is influenced. I joined my father in begging her, let him flog me. Auntie, please, let him flog me now. I said, no, please, sir, it's going to change. I was crying. Auntie, please, let him flog me now. They persuaded him not to flog me, say I will change, and all those things. I can't remember what I did throughout school. I was just lost. The day looked extra long and all those things. I got to our house. I opened the door with my leg. No, I was not going to get inside. Then I tried to throw my bag inside and run back. Just go and stay where neighbors will help me beg. As I threw the bag inside, I saw a hand held my hand. Then it drew me in. As the hand held my hand, drew me in, you know, it's like being in the grips of the Almighty. There's nothing you can do, true or not true. So you know what that grip feels like. He held my hands, he held it like this, then locked the door, then left me. As he locked the door, he left me. Then he kept saying, I'm not going to give birth to a useless child. And as he was saying that, he was arranging a bench. Put the bench there. I'm not going to give birth to a useless child. Bought a bowl of water. Put it there. You don't have to cry in that case. I was just hoping that somebody somehow will come. He kept arranging those things. Brought two belts, not one. Arranged one at the edge of the belt, the other one there. Then brought a wire and said to me, lie down. So he helped me wet my back. The fan was on. Then he sat down beside me and he began to talk to me. When I was in school, that was my father talking now. My father could not send us to school. I had to go and sell sand to send myself to school. I will not labor on that for you to become a useless child. Do you understand? Yes, sir. My back was wet. I was cold. I prefer you beat me. Those sermons were too much. I was anticipating for something coming that is not coming soon. He kept mentioning all the hardship he had gone through in life to get to where he was. You will not be a stupid child. Yes, sir. Then he flogged me. I screamed, calling God to come down to tell him I won't do this again. But you see, if the man is absent, the child will lack such discipline. His journey to becoming a nonentity, if care is not taken, has started. The mother can love a child, but she cannot give the child all the child needs. She may give him some wants, but not needs. A child needs training. A child needs discipline. A child needs to have somebody in his life or her life, in his life particularly now, that he fears. A child needs it. Why? The Bible says that foolishness locks in the heart of a child. But the rod of correction will what? Send it out. It's like casting out devils. Every child born of a woman wants to be stupid. Should we talk about the days that we start trying to venture into different things? But for the, and listen to me, the presence of the father now, we are not dealing with this traditionally. What I'm still talking about is within the confines of what is traditional. We're going to go some step further. We are looking at discipline, we are looking at confidence. Do you get what I'm saying now? That I can see what this man is doing, the assurance he gives to me. I know I can pass through life. But there is much more than the kingdom father gives. A kingdom father is also a covering. Please look up, men. Let me give you an illustration. Look at, don't, if you get this, you should never compete with a woman. Look at this building. This is a, how many building story? Three building story, right? Talk to me. Yes. Why are you here without being afraid that this building can collapse? Because you are sure that those who built it has done something right at the foundation. Talk to me now. When we are talking about a family, the man, the male man, is the foundation of the home. Every other thing rests on you. That is, you are whole when you can carry responsibilities without cringing. Are you following what I'm saying now? You can handle so much of weight, so much of all these things, and yet everything will be fine. They will praise the woman, but they are praising her because you stayed. Are you following me now? A kingdom father gives the child more than sense of confidence and discipline. He gives the child a covering. Something happens to the mind of a child that knows the father prays. Talk to me now. Something happens to the mind of a child that knows the father lay hands. Do you know what it means for you as a father to call your children in the morning when they are going to school, and you lay hands on them and prophesy and go to the next one, lay hands and prophesy and go to your daughter, lay hands and something happens to their minds. They are seeing what a home should look like. You can't compare the way this child will go through life smoothly compared to the ones who grew up having to pack bottles of beer. We have, listen to me, that's why I said that somehow we are not privileged to choose the home we're born. I'm going to show you the way out. Are you following what I'm saying here? That this child is born in a family where if he's thinking of misbehaving, he has a father who is also a priest who can see it from God. Everything about his defense is not in the physical. The defense around him is in the spirit realm. If he's trying to misbehave, there is a God who wants to use him that will reveal it to either the father and the mother. Let me say this to you. In a home where there is correct synergy between the father and the mother, nothing will by any means escape them. If one will not see it, the other will. The child comes back from school and has been interacting with boys in boarding school that are teaching the guy homosexuality. The father looks at him and loses his peace and calls the mother's attention. I don't know why. At the moment this boy came back, I lost my peace. Something is wrong with our child. Or when those boys are trying to engage him in all those things, the man is having visions, he's seen all those things. He is more than someone who is physically present, he is spiritually present. He's not with him in school, but he has a eyes that see him. He's a covering. He's a hiding place. Give us that scripture. He's a hiding place. He's a place of defense.
this child may misbehave because he's just still growing. Sometimes he's not getting right, he's living in sin. But like Job, Bible says that Job burnt incense for all his children on a daily basis. Look at this scripture. Can you give me from verse 1, King James translation? Behold, a king will reign, shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind. Listen to me. Please look up. Can I say this to you with all confidence? Spiritual fathering is the substitute that God can give to cracking homes. Originally, in the intention of God, it was not supposed to be so. Every man will be a priest. God will say, I know Abraham, my servant, he will command his whole household after me. But we have these rules compromised. God has to find a space for it in his house. This child is trying to misbehave. What is doing now? He that breaks the head, he happens to strike. It is enough for him to be struck down. But no, somebody is praying. There is a man in the house who is walking around. Every night, lay hands on the wife, lay hands on all the children. The strength of a man is in his priesthood, not in his ego. Priesthood. But let me say that the strength of a father is in his priesthood. The ability to be an intercessor for the house. Please, men, learn this. If you don't have prayer life now, you just give rise to children who will hate to be like you. Why? This child, if this man is absent as an intercessor for this child, the real battles are fought on the knees. This child will carry more than he was designed to carry. He will begin to live a lifestyle where there is no one windbreaking him. I know I shared my story with you, how that several times in school, I had plans. Oh, this new girl comes to class, I'm going to ask this girl out. We start plotting with my friends and all those things. And my father will wake up in the morning devotion. And while we are clapping our hands and singing, he'll lift his eyes up and he'll say, there's somebody here. How many are we? And guess what? In most of those cases, I was the one. God made sure this guy will not go astray. I cannot imagine what it would have looked like if there was no man to hear from God. Can you be like Noah, that your household will be saved in this perverse world because you are inclined with God? That's a father. That's a father. To well describe what the role a father looks like, let me just say this, that most of our contemporary churches in the world that have strong geos, most people are going to different branches, not because they are being blessed, but because they know there's a father in that house that prays. Talk to me now. They know there is a father whose presence is a defense in the spirit realm. And many of them will have dreams and see this man in their visions. You get what I'm saying now? Yes. They are seeing it. They know they are being prayed for. Something happens to a child when there is a father who stays and is doing that role. I was reading Tongues Beyond Upper Room. Get the book. Kenneth W. Hagin was talking about his father, Kenneth E. Hagin. And I do not have the book here. I would have loved to read that part for you. If you can get that book online and project, I'll be very glad. But when Kenneth W. Hagin was talking about his father, Kenneth E. Hagin, he described his experience as a child. That several times he would be on his way to school, he would wake up. At night, he hears the father prays. The father is praying. He wakes up in the morning, he sees the father at the same location, studying with books scattered on the floor. He goes to school, come back and meet the man at the same location. Something was shifting in him. Anything you do wrongly is an attack on your next generation. If you get it right, it's a blessing on them. And let me say this to you. You are still young. You are not married. You can't pray. You won't intercede. You can't do anything. You won't study. A time is coming. What looks like a pleasure now will be pressure on you. Life is going to demand for it. Are you following what I'm saying now? So what happens to this child? Both the physical and the spiritual configuration is missing. All he has is care and affection. He feels loved, but he's slow and not trained. Not disciplined. They look at him and say, what's wrong with you? Why would you be doing this at this age? He doesn't understand. I've never had anyone in my life as a figure like this to tell me that this is right. If you talk too much, you scare him off. He doesn't understand that kind of love. He doesn't understand that kind of love. He doesn't understand what it means to have a man who will impose. That is what is quiet, but if you are too strong, he runs away. Do you get what I'm saying now? But you notice that vital component in every man that allows them take territories, that allow them to reach out, that allow him pursue goals, that makes him to want to get more, is not there. Why? He was raised in the midst of complacency. You'll be fine. I'm praying for you. Don't worry. I don't mind working and suffering because of you. You will become somebody. But the father will not say, I will suffer because of you. You must become somebody. So there is a father that is absent, and there's a child that is not courageous. Look at what the Bible said in the book of Malachi 4. Please give me the last two verses quickly. Malachi 4, be fast. Can I be very fast there? Malachi 4, and I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Yes, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and I smite the earth with the curse. So what is the meaning of this? The moment there is no agreement in heart of this father and son, what we have as a product looks cursed. Now, what I've just described is the presence of the one that is not present, and the reality of the one that the father is not present. True or not true? But there's the reality of the one that the father is dysfunctional. He's present but a bad example. So what happens? Let's reverse all that the father supplies. In the case where the father should give the man courage, it gives him fears. The man talks him out of his esteem. Do you think you can become somebody like this? We sent you to school. Instead of going to science class, you went to art class. That place where only dollars goes to. That's the mentality he has. He talks to this child, and like Ephesians 6, he provokes him to a point of resentment. There are boys who hate their fathers. They remember everything the man says, and they hate him. Everything this guy should have confidence. A boy child wants to look at the way the father treats the mother and wants to get married. But he looks at the way the father has treated the mother and he says, marriage, never. A young lady is wondering, why can a man be this good looking but yet cold towards affection? Listen to me. A guy like this, please look up, who is seeing all these things that are dysfunctional that the father is doing. Every institution the father has failed in, he hates it. If it is marriage, listen to me, a child with a dysfunctional father, usually they are not careful with words. He says things that will damage your heart. He doesn't even know he said anything that is that serious. As a lady, you look at him and wonder, why are you this hard? He doesn't know. He was raised by someone who is harder. He ate it, but now he's becoming it. It is only in Christ we run to and find safety. When we hate a reality and don't run to Christ, we get worse. Do you get what I'm saying now? This child has the tendency of breaking 20 girls' heart and not feel anything. His heart is already broken. He doesn't understand the reason why he falls in love for a while and then in no time he's just down. Like, doesn't see anything serious there. Left to him is just a thing of joke. And I mean, the girl is crying. He will get better. And then he gets, let her go. And the girl is looking at him. I gave you everything in my heart. And you treat it like it's just a walk in the park. And the guy is wondering, what's he talking about? It's not the same marriage my parents was. Why are you taking it serious? We just dated for about 4 years, yeah? What's there? His heart is broken, it will break everybody's heart. He faced so many horror while he was growing up. The society will suffer from his hands. Many of them don't end up knowing Christ. They become cultists, hardened criminals. They go to a home, see a baby there with a father. They hate the fact that you guys are fine when I'm not fine. They kill one of them. Why? He was raised by a man who is a direct opposite of what he should become. He's angry at the man. He's angry at the society. And look at it. This is the way life, I can't say it is fair or unfair. Life will bring this same guy to compete with those who have everything perfect. He can't match. He can't match. He's all out cold. The stage where he could need or where he could have been is already fixed. So if God is going to do it, God will have to be breaking him gradually and be reintroducing love. Listen to me. It will take a woman who is extremely patient and sent to him to heal him. This guy, not every girl can know how to love him. The one who will love this guy, listen to me. In fact, ladies will have a testimony of him that it is painful to love him. Because loving him will cause them pains. He hates everything that looks like, I beg, why is this thing all too soft? I beg. What's the point? The girl said, I love you. Say, okay, all right. The heart is not well formed. Is not seen affection. Can you imagine what happens to you bring a girl from the village, probably sorry to use the gender, and as an house help, the girl comes to Lagos, you are living in Banana Island, she sees chairs that can make you warm when you need to be warm, that can massage you, and she looks at those chairs, she sits on the floor. This guy will look at people, ladies that you could have actually loved. He will not have the confidence to go. By himself, he will judge himself and settle for less. In no time, he tires out. The more his confidence increases, the more he goes for what he loves. You cannot understand this if you are not in their shoes. Nothing has ever shown to him that you can get what you want in life. Everything has shown him you are not man enough. The society expects perfection from him, but life has not given him that. Are you following me now? A dysfunctional father, the one we has never seen praying for him. He has no correct model of a home in his head. He doesn't have a mental picture of the day he ever sat down with his father for 1 hour and they laughed. The man has never done that to him. He has never told him, I love you. The man beat the mother, insult him, call him names. And particularly, unfortunately for him, if the man is a man who talks so much. What do you think you can become in life? I struggle. This every area has suffered. You suffer too. And he hears all these things. I'm telling you, if you're a lady, you're in a relationship with a man like this, you need a revelation of his future to stay. Because he's going to hurt you. That he will hurt you is hurt. Life has not been fair on him. That you will be hurt is a settled matter. He's going to break up with you several times, but he will keep coming back. There is one more weakness that men like this have. Their only definition of love is touch. They can't reason well. They have a vacuum in their heart that has not been filled. And they've used many things like immorality to satisfy those voids. When a woman comes into their life, except their perspective is helped, she's just an object. An object. A woman may have revelation of him before he even have revelation of himself. So she helps him. Do you get what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that if you are involved with a guy like this, it takes more than a girl to succeed with him. It takes a mother. Why do you think, if you check prisons, about 80% of inmates are guys? Have you checked? Have you wondered why? Who are those who are stealing on the highway? Guys. Who are those who are cultists? Guys. Who are those practicing Yahoo? Guys. Who are those who commit suicide the most? Guys. It looks strong, but they kill themselves. Why? In most of these cases, you will find a young man with either a dysfunctional father or a father who left. It may not be that serious in Nigeria, but it is serious all over the world. Particularly Europe, where girls at 16 are already giving birth to their own children. At 40, a woman is a grandma. Go to Chicago, go to all those places. You see all these things. Go to Texas. Are you following what I'm saying now? At 40, the woman is already a grandma. At 60, she's a great grandma. And the children keeps, everybody keeps failing where one has failed. There's no man that stays. The man is a drunkard. He has not mirrored Christ. Are you aware? Let me delve a bit to ladies, but today is not the day for that. That if a woman has a father who is very affectionate, she loves God more. Because the father shows her what God looks like. Are you following me now? Shows her what God looks. But you see, everything I'm describing tonight is not absolute. You know why? Because somehow on the journey of a man, God looks for things to patch him up. God brings intervention. This man could have been going this way, but God brings intervention. At some point in secondary school, God brought a father figure. You will notice for a man who either has a father who left or a dysfunctional father, at every point there will be a supply of a father figure. Because a child can't do life well without that image. So God will keep looking for somebody that will stand strong as men in his life. Are you following what I'm saying now? So you look at a man, you say the guy is perfect, is this and that. No, sir. Does he have the correct replica of a father in his life? And sometimes, majority of the things he will have to suffer for are not even things he did. That the father is a drunkard, did he cause it? No. That the father died while the mother was still pregnant, was it his fault? No. That the mother and the father were not legally married before the man impregnated her and still went on to do his life. These are serious issues. That a child will have to see the father at least maybe once in a year. They talk on phone. How are you doing? He's somewhere else with other children taking care of them, but not him. Whenever he sees him, the father makes him feel like it's his mistake. Do you get what I'm saying now? Was this guy the one who went to provoke both of them to have sex? No. They were young. They saw themselves. They did all those things. You knew you were not going to marry her. You did that. Now you won't stay. And this child will have to go through life having just one part of what could have been two. Do you get what I'm saying? I want to tell you this. It is even more painful on this child if the father is alive but absent. Many young men wish their father was dead. That the father is alive. Sometimes it's more painful. You keep hearing bad stories about the man. How that he's so wayward. He's a tout. Sometimes this guy is responsible. But if you place him side by side with the father, they are miles apart. He's trying hard to fight through life. But the father has now become a past he never had. He never would want anything to be said with this man. He looks at himself responsible. Everybody respects him in church. But if the father should show up here now, he's like a shadow of the boy. It looks like the family that should lift him up is now drawing him back. This child too is going to go through life. Ladies, you must know how to love this one. Because what you forget is that when you marry a man, you are marrying him with his battles and his victories. Don't think you won't have to fight. There are things you will have to fight. What I'm dealing with now is elementary. I'm not yet talking about the challenge you will have to go through to father. I'm talking about the challenge he's going through to love, to become a whole person in the society. What it will take God to supply that part that could have been supplied since when he was a child. Normal children, from the womb, they knew their father's voice. The father is praying. I've had people who give birth. The father is praying. Every time the father is talking, the child is kicking. But who will he kick to? Sound at clubs. There are children like that. From the point the mother was pregnant, she was drinking alcohol. There's no man in the life to say, don't do that. She gave birth to him. Fellow wayward women came around and the child is introduced. Let me share a story with you. In the year 2016, there was a child. I run an NGO. So, we wanted to get a child. Very handsome, good-looking boy. As at then, he was around 4. My mother called me on phone and told me about that child. The mother was into prostitution. So when she goes, you know, at night, all those girls stand by the roadside into prostitution. B is a very handsome boy. One of the customers came, something happened, the child was formed. She couldn't trace which customer. Please understand this. Do you get what I'm saying? There are children, you have left life like everything revolves around you. There are children born in the case like this. And society does not care for them. That's why they become hard and they kill anybody. Was it his fault that he was born that way? Talk to me now. That's why they hate the society. Someday we'll meet in school with children that their father and their mother are praying together. They will eat, take them out. This one does not know what it feels like. They will be in the same school. So this boy, about 4 years, the mother will go by the side of the road. They call it hustling. Say they are hustling. And fellow prostitute will be touching him indiscriminately. Some people will drink and they will give him small to take. Very intelligent. Very. I traveled down. I saw him. Interacted with him. He was far above his age. So I spoke with the mother. I said, if you please won't mind, I would like to take responsibility for his schooling from this level till he finishes, anywhere he wants to go. The mother was so happy and I said, please, one condition. You know, we can sign an agreement together. I'm a pastor. You can trace me anywhere. I will need to collect this boy. I have an orphanage home close to where I live. It can be there. I will take responsibility from there. She was so happy. She thanked me. We agreed that the month I should come and pick him. Later, I got a call from my mom saying, don't come. They've had a meeting and they've told the woman that they want to use her child for a ritual. They are waiting for you. If you come, they will hurt you. Sometimes I was speaking with the woman on phone. She was telling me, if we see you in that area, we'll kill you. You want to use my child, Abby? You want to do this? You won't give this child what he needs. God is raising someone who will. Now you won't allow them. So I said, no problem. God bless you. And I ended the call. 2 months later, I got a call that she died. Where is the boy? Nobody knows his whereabouts. Till now, dead or alive, we don't know. He doesn't have a trace to end. You can't even trace the father on earth. Many men came. One night stand. Which of them? He doesn't know. Growing without identity. Fathers give children identity. Not many have it. You need to know God to a deeper level to help a child like this. Particularly if you are his wife. God must reveal his pain to you. You need to be engineered. Because what he needs is not just a lover. He needs a covering that a man has never supplied. The identity, the shape that you come from. Do you know, it is one thing to be able to trace that your father has died. It is another thing to say he's alive but he's somewhere. But it's another thing not to be able to trace anybody on earth who claims responsibility for you. If you love the children in your loins, women, guard what enters. The days are so, listen to me. The next generation, there's going to be a lot of trouble. Children will begin to demand, this love you say you love me, if you truly do, you should have honored my father. No, don't think you can destroy that home and then channel the attention of the children. You will destroy those children. The identity that the father supplies, nowhere, nothing. It can't relate with what it means to be a man. The only way he can be a man is what the society tells him. Men are strong. Men are this. So, sit down. Two of you. Three of you, sit down. So let me tell you this. This child keeps looking at himself and look at other children who had better opportunities. And majority of these children, if they had the opportunities you have, they will do it well. They will do better. Many of them, if they have the opportunity you have, they will do better. That they have somebody who can call them. Do you know what it feels like to have a father who can call you? How are you? Honor them while they are still alive. That he can call you. How are you? Have you eaten today? No. Do you still have money? That's a supply. Imagine going through life and not have it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Oh no. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Just imagine the trauma. This guy is going through life. He looks around. Everybody he sees, he wonders, could this be my father? Could this be my dad? He sees the way another father is driving with the son. You know, when a father is driving with the son in the car and talking to the child, this, he's on the road selling pure. He looks at them and says, I just wish I have this kind of life. I'm not saying this thing to sell pity, but I'm saying that when a man is like this, there is a way his life is configured. And you need understanding first of his problem before you can really love him. There are people who are expecting to have a marriage without any fight. It's not true. Everybody you are coming, they are coming into each other's life with different block and backloads of things God has been able to solve and the things he's not been able to solve. Close of them. I watched the what's it called, the burial ceremony of the soldiers that died, and I got particularly pained about the young men, one who just got married and the other who is about to get married. I got really pained, and I don't know why, I just started praying that I hope this girl is not pregnant. The child is going to grow up in a country like Nigeria that the father died serving, that cares nothing about his upbringing. Why will he not fight the nation? Majority of those we call terrorists are self-made and made individuals, pressed against the wall and hardened. Are you following what I'm saying here? So you are a young lady, you know what it feels like to come from a home that you can say is a Christian home. Here is a guy who has so much story. Please understand, your makeup are different. Don't compare him with another guy that has what you had or what you have. Somebody else who also have a father and mother, Christians, all those things. They may not be on fire, but they stayed. Don't compare this guy with them. He has battles. He doesn't feel like he belongs. There's no identity. So what is the way forward? In the midst of all this chaos, is there a way forward? Yes, there is. Somebody say there's a way. Say it again. I pray that God is going to open somebody's eyes in the name of Jesus. Say that amen again loud and clear. You know, let me say this to you, and I hope it helps you. Most times, children who come from very good homes have tendency of having poor homes. And I'll tell you why. Because they've never seen what a poor one looks like. They don't know when they create it. They don't know that a home goes bad a day at a time. See, we're having just misunderstanding. 1 week, nobody's talking to another. 2 weeks, 1 month, then bitterness is so thick. Then they cover it again with apologies. And the girl is not satisfied because they've not really opened the matter. they build another one again. Bitterness so thick. A time is coming, nobody can trace the actual problem. If your home will be sweet, it is built a day at a time. One day to decide, I let go. I beg. I forgive you. You have hurt me, really. Because you must, one of the things you must seek to know in your spouse is how the fellow thinks. Where this fellow is acting. Don't just react to everything. That's why you are human. That's why you are intelligent. Where is this fellow acting from? This reaction, where is it coming from? This is an irrational behavior. Nobody should just do this. Why is he acting this way? You ask. Then you begin to ask yourself questions. Let me say this to you. Love is not a feeling. Love is a commitment. It is more than a feeling. Whether you feel or not, you have to stay. That's love. And I've told all of you, it doesn't matter how sweet your home is, the first wine will always finish. It doesn't matter how sweet the marriage is, the first wine will always finish. What does that mean? That jim-jim, that initial gra-gra, that one you look at her or look at him and feel, oh, your world is turning on its own. It will finish. You will need Christ to be in that boat for new wine to be produced. And if new wine will come, the old is always better than the new. Many people don't have Christ in their boat. When the first wine finish, they are stranded. And they still have about 50 more years to go. And because they cannot do without wine, side chicks come in and bring perverse wine. For any home to stand, you need Jesus in that boat. It is not a myth that a family that prays together stays together. It is true. Let me announce to you again. You see, I'm married. And I know what it feels like to say, where is that Jim Jim? You wake up, you don't feel, but you are married. You won't always feel, sir. Oh, you don't know. Someone needs to tell you. That you can look at your husband and just ask yourself, why did I marry him? That's a sign that the wine is going down. But if Jesus is in that boat, guy, water will become wine. What is water? They are purified by the washing of the water. The word. As you start fellowshipping together about the word, you look at your wife again and she's new. She looks new. Every day. The beauty that is now sustaining that joy on the inside is no longer a function of makeup. You of all people see her without makeup. You see the weakest part. It takes Jesus being there for you to keep having wine. Many of you are living lives where you'll be stranded. It doesn't matter how much you love each other. There's no prayer altar now. Your wine will finish. Nobody will give you new wine. The best time to bring Jesus to that boat is when? Now. If you love, see, let me say this to you. The only way to truly stay long, if you love each other, pray together. Maybe can we pray? Over the phone, on WhatsApp. If it is difficult now, it will be much more difficult in 10 years' time. That difficulty you have in praying with your spouse, if it is now, it is more difficult in every woman wants a man that can hold her by the hand and teach her the word. So we have something to do. Can you say it in my ears? Let me hear. A woman just wants to be able to say publicly that my husband is a teacher. So you are a man, somehow you have been born in a family where all those things are not available. Thank God we are not just product of nature. We are also product of nurture. What nature didn't give, you can get it elsewhere. God has alternative provisions. He has. If only you will allow yourself first heal. Sometimes the most difficult thing to heal from is childhood pain. I'm telling you. Allow yourself heal from the absence of that man or the damage he has done to your heart through his misbehavior. The fact that you can look at him and still wonder, why will this man be cheating on my mother? Forgive him. Many men are not aware that their sons know they are cheating. The guy is trying to watch the car, he's seeing different things and he's wondering, this man again. He's trying to help the man charge his phone. He's seeing his picture with other women and is wondering. He goes inside, that child withdraws and grows cold. But you know, when a father is dysfunctional and is not supplying the spiritual vitality, he still expects the child to become. So what does he do? He becomes hard. They use hardness to cover what the anointing should have given. Then the child looks at them and says, so you still shout on me with all this? The man is wondering, this child is rebellious, is arrogant. The child is reacting to his lack of leadership. Do you get what I'm saying now? The child is reacting to his what? Lack of leadership. And let me say this to you. Let any man come and mirror what that man does. He will hate you, including your father as a girl. He will hate you and hate the man. They remind him of a pain. But this child needs to heal. Everybody in Christ needs to find healing. The reason why you have to be healed is this. If you don't get healed from what they've done, they will keep hurting you all your lives. Do you want to get to a point that you still share this same story with your children as the reason why you couldn't succeed? I believe that the only way to truly get vengeance is to succeed. The man was absent. Prove that God can help you against all odds. Search for that God early. When you see God bringing people to your life that are father figures, believe in them. Sometimes they may be tough. It's part of the package. Don't let that chase you out. Don't hang with boys who also have that kind of problem. That is, who don't know God. If they have that kind of issue and they are also healing, good. But if they don't know God, you will go through the way that you will hurt yourself and hurt the society. Journey towards God. Let me say this to you. Look up. It doesn't matter what a child lacks growing up. What really destroys a child is when he lacks God. Note that, please. It will never be sufficient to say it was the absence of a man that made your life really damaged. It is when the fellow now allow that thing to affect his relationship with God. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you understanding what I'm saying? I might not have seen a father who is a worthy example of what a father is, but I believe that it is possible to become one. I believe. I might not have seen someone who represents what is actually right, but I can become. What does the word say about this? Who are the fathers in the scripture I can model my life after? And you run to God, it will amaze you how God will supply you with so much strength. One of the traps for a man in this is to use an addiction as a sucker. Most of those who are having addiction, particularly around immorality, are those who are depressed. When depression comes, there is no shield to carry their weight. The only way to hide is to let out and run under something that gives them temporary gratification. And they feel better for a while. And then the misery is back again. Addiction is not a way out. It's just a temporary escape. It's not a way out. It's not a way out. You need to allow the Holy Spirit touch your heart and tell you that while you may be afraid to face life, they look at you and say you are strong, but you are afraid. God is giving you instructions now that is likely going to make you look like a failure. And you are saying, how shall these things be? Trust God enough to follow Him. When you have a dysfunctional dad, it is difficult to trust God. But you must trust Him. Because He's still the way out. And let Him heal you. You are a man in this situation. Avoid the likelihood of using this as an excuse for failure. The moment you get into that trap where every time you fail, you say because there's no father, you keep failing. After all, there's a reason to explain. Do you get what I'm saying now? Every time you fail, you say it's because no man, my father didn't stay. No, sir. Avoid that trap. Avoid. There are children that their father died while their mother was pregnant, and the mother died during delivery, and they still became something. Let those things motivate you. If you keep having sufficient excuse for failure, you keep failing. You must tell yourself, I will never give an excuse in my life. Against all odds, I will succeed. This man might not have represented what is right, but my children will not go through what I'm going through. They will have me as a good example. And you know that every time you have to fight, you are fighting not just for yourself, but for them. The battle that your children should not suffer what you have suffered is a real battle. And you need to really fight it. Are my children? No. I might have not known what it is for them to see. Well, I might not know what it means for my father to feel my father's hands on my head at night, speaking in tongues over me. But my children, I will be a priest over them. And you start from now serving Jesus, praying for the brethren. You get to a relationship, pray for, love her. I don't want to, because of time, I would have loved to talk a little bit more about what happens when there's no identity. The result is insecurity. And I need to discover what insecurity is. Please come. Can you do me a favor? Can I have your tie? Just, please, everybody look at this illustration, never forget. I want to show you what insecurity is. Thank you. Hope you don't mind. So, look at it. Please, come over here. Thank you. Now, imagine this tie as a snake. It is on the floor. The snake is in the grass in the middle of the night. Somebody is walking on his own, no trouble. And he mistakenly matches the tail of the snake. What happens? The snake will raise the head and strike the fellow. With what intention? To kill the fellow. True or not true? Yes. Matching the tail at the snake at the tail. Does it kill the snake? No. Insecurity is when you react with a torch, with a sledgehammer. Somebody has done something small, but you can't tell, is this fellow going to go further than this? The reaction is bigger, like it is more than this. This fellow doesn't feel secure. Life has made this fellow this way. But Christ is our security. Are you following what I'm saying here? So as a girl, you look at him and say, what have I done that caused all these issues? He's not reacting to you, he's reacting to life. It takes a mother to succeed with this one. Every girl that leaves him, he starts afresh. If God is saying you are marrying somebody like this, you need a revelation of him. You need plenty heart to forgive. But be sure he's growing. Because men like this also have capacity of killing their wives. I'm going to get there. Be sure it's going. It's not every battle you fight and win. If the fellow is not holding on to God, it doesn't matter how much you hold him, he will still drop. He must be holding God for you to support. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, this fellow say, why are you robbing and crippled on the highway, say unemployment, matching your tail, responding with a strike? Insecurity. Please take it up. Thank you, sir. No identity. You might not have been born in a situation like this, but there are people amongst us born there. And they feel that burden. You know, some of you can't relate to everything I've taught. Like, can this be happening? Yes, it is happening. And this is life. Somehow we all are meeting ourselves in a gathering like this, as if we all were raised in the same place. The same expectation. But as the Yorubas will say, Malu ti o niru, Olorun lo nba leshishi. Do you get what I'm saying now? Some of you need to cry to God tonight for healing. Heal my heart. You are a lady. I've not talked about ladies yet, but you look at your dad and say, hold on a minute. And some of these things are true in my life also as a lady. Heal my heart. Help me. Help me. I truly want to be healed. I truly want to go through life holy. I'm tired of carrying this burden, this pain. I'm tired of trying to do what is wrong to prove a point that I can succeed as a male child. I can serve God and follow any instruction and not prove any point to anybody. The pressure on me through life is much. I'm tired of trying to prove a point with disobedience. Help me. Help me, Jesus. Oh,
the loving Sarah, oh, who called me out, oh, we don't you love me,
tell God, heal my heart. Some of you know guys who are batting through life this way. Tell God to heal him. Some of you are, yes, now you are having to face the same life with everyone who had better than yours. And it's so much a struggle. It's so much pain. Nobody has been able to reason with you. The church has judged you. The community has judged you. No one bothered to know what your pain is because you were looking so strong. But now God wants to go deeper than that flesh covering what looks like strength but is not. And God wants to help you on the inside get totally whole. You need to be whole to raise a generation that is whole. Your children must not fight the same battle. No, sir. This same bitterness must not be communicated to them. It has to be healed now. You've journeyed with this load for too long. It is time for God to help you. It is time for God to help you. It is time for God to help you. Heal my heart, Lord. There are many of you who are really offended at your father. Some of them, the words of their mouth never helped you. They never really believed in you. They expected too much all the time. He looks at you every time and wonder if you'll be able to meet up in life. And those doubts with which he addressed you affected your confidence. You know many things you'd have been able to go for, you never went for. And God is saying, come, let me help you. Let me help you. Kradikash, the Velet Ivanamakai, the Freddy Coast. Zadekem Brevene Coast, the Velidai. Ayakai, the Venicum Brevene Kilitis. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Amen. Please look up, everybody. Stand to your feet. I want to beg you, men, please hear me well. Many of you need to forgive your fathers. It looks like you have moved on, but you have not. You only accepted fate. Many of you need to really look inward and let him go. Like, all right, now I agree that you have done what you wanted to do and I forgive you. Some of you need to forgive him for what he did to your mom. Some of you need to forgive him for what he has done to you. Some of you need to forgive him for what he has done to the family. If only he knew God better, maybe that home would have been better by now. Many of you are going through pain because they didn't take responsibilities at the time they should take responsibility. And you need to forgive them. Listen to me. As long as they keep living in unpaid apartments in your heart, the chance of becoming like them is very high. Because every time that pain is coming, to ease that pain, you need to do something wrong. The pain is unnecessary. It is needless pain we are bearing. Do you get what I'm saying now? It is what? Needless. It is not a pain that is compulsory. Today I look at the fellow that has hurt me the most in life. And I told her, if only you know how much I love you. That was the day I gained freedom. A man can suffer in vain and see die early. How will you go through all the things you have gone through and still just suffer in vain like that? If you won't do the right things, you can suffer in vain. Oh. I'm telling you, you are still sharing the story now at 60. Your children are wondering, why are we like this? The story will be dumb then. Everything that looks like they are heavy stories, heavy excuse now, later they will look dumb. When is the best time to let go? Now! And I'm not being insensitive, I'm telling you the reality. As long as you keep nursing that wound, it keeps expanding. Forgive now and let God do deep cleansing. I help you. The most painful thing of everything I've shared is that the society expects the same thing from all of us, even the church. Forgetting that some, it is one who have that can give. Do you get what I'm saying now? Don't let pressure shrink you. Let God help you. Many men in our lives need healing. We need to see it. A man doesn't talk like a woman. He doesn't share his body. He holds it tight and go to the grave early with it. In the midst of it, he tries to help everyone else. He's trying to solve their battles, but he's in one. He looks at the family, he's more broke, but he wants food to be on their table. He's a son, not a father, to be doing that. But now life has placed him in a place where he, as a son, has to do what a father should do. And sometimes many of them get to the point where they begin to steal just to make sure that the lineage is preserved. Don't carry a pain that is needless. Let God help you now. Your children must not go through what you have gone through. And if you are not healed, they will. I want all the men in this house to lift their hands. It is difficult for a man to cry for help. But can you say, Lord, help me? I feel helpless. Say it. I feel helpless. Help me. Go ahead. Talk to him. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let me say this to you. I was talking to one of my spiritual daughters yesterday. And I told her, when I was in service, unlike every other person in service, I didn't have any home to go to. That is, everything I have in the family house is all I have on earth. The only thing I had that was not in the family house were my stack of books that I placed in the house of one of our sisters. That was the only thing I didn't have there. Everything in my life was in the family house. So when the rest are talking about going home, I join them and laugh. But I don't have anywhere else to go to. Everybody talks like, I didn't have. And one day, somehow we're just having a sane, simple conversation. I thought and thought and thought about it. I've cried alone. And for the first time, I busted out in tears. And everybody looked at me. Ah, Preyo. Ah, what was happening? Ah. You know, people who don't know your pain can't relate. But I, thank God I busted out in tears. And I just had one lamentation. Why is this life like this? And everybody's looking at the man who has always been counseling everybody. I say this man too is in pain. Do you get what I'm saying now? Everybody look at me and say, ah. But thank God I was blessed with a friend who could see through me. Many of us need shoulders to cry on. You have not cried. You need to cry. It is not a weakness. Cry. Don't kill yourself. Sometimes you need to burst out. You will shake. You will shiver. But those pain will disappear. Men old griefs. The woman can't tell why he's acting like this. He won't talk. But there's pain on the inside. I ask that everyone here be healed. I ask that there is reconnection between the heart of the fathers and sons. Everything that looks like a curse right now in that family, it is destroyed. You are helped in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' powerful name, we have prayed. I want to believe without any doubt that somebody has been blessed. Let's celebrate Jesus. Wow. You know, in a meeting like this, I would just like...
True transformation is evident for doers. And not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.